Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Toscalito Tire and Automotive, with four Marin locations, plus the marina in San Francisco, and Vallejo. Toscalito, more than just a tire store. Today's guest from AT&T Park in San Francisco, Giants infielder-outfielder Kelby Tomlinson.
Kelby, let's talk about the team first of all. You guys were on a pretty good roll there for a while. You've had some injuries lately to deal with, Hunter Pence and even Buster Posey right now with the thumb issue. So how have you guys reacted to it, with each player trying to do maybe a little bit more? Or how are you going about it?
I think this is just something, you know, every team goes through throughout the season. You know, it's a long season, so everybody's going to have to deal with injuries, and you know it takes a little bit to make an adjustment and you know the roster and the lineup and all that sort of stuff. So you know, and we're coming up playing some really good teams, so you know, trying to kind of put the pieces together during that, it can be tough, but you know, we're still a really good team, and we have, you know, when you get the type of pitchers we have going out there every day, you know, you're going to give yourself a chance to win. You know, tough loss last night. We played really well, but you know, didn't come out on the winning side, and sometimes that's what you need, is some breaks here and there to help you win a few.
One thing that you've done really well is coming off the bench, you know, not playing every day, still being able to have success. How have you been able to pull it off so far?
You know, just try to compete. You know, like you said, it's can be difficult at times, but you know, the best you can do is get in there and compete, and you know, try to battle some pitches here and there, and try to just put some quality plate appearances to bat every time you get up. So, you know, just trying to do that.
One thing I noticed about you is that you have a short swing, so it seems like you could stay out of prolonged slumps because, you know, you're just getting to the ball quickly, making a lot of contact. Is that how you feel about it?
I don't know. I just, you know, try to put good at-bats together and try to see the ball really well and let it get deeper. So I think that shorter swing will kind of help when you can see pitches a little bit deeper into the zone. So maybe on that side of it, it'll help a little bit. But, you know, I think if you can get in there and put quality at-bats together, you know, even whenever your, you know, swing doesn't feel good or things aren't really going your way, if you can swing at the right pitches and lay off the pitches you can't hit, then if you can do that over the course of you know, every at-bat through the whole season, you know, you're still going to have a little up and downs, but they're going to be little, and it kind of avoid big slumps and that sort of stuff. So kind of try to go along that approach.
We'll have more with Giants infielder-outfielder Kelby Tomlinson right after this.
You have to admit, collecting World Series titles is a new trend for the Giants, but at Toscalito Tire and Automotive, they've been winning since 1971 with quality tires and reliable auto and light truck repair at six Bay Area locations near you. Toscalito Tire and Automotive will take care of you like family, and they offer a nationwide warranty backed by the strength of the Goodyear Tire and Service Network. And unlike watching close Giants games, going to Toscalito equals a stress-free life. No torture at Toscalito Tire and Automotive. With four Marin locations, plus the marina in San Francisco and Vallejo, Toscalito, more than just a tire store.
A little reminder, each week during the season, we'll be giving away a free t-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. All you have to do is ask a question for one of our guests, and if your question is chosen, you'll receive a free t-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. To send your questions in, email us at thesportsvirus@gmail.com or on Facebook, thesportsvirus.com page, and please like us while you're there. Now let's get back to the conversation with Kelby Tomlinson of the San Francisco Giants.
How does your speed affect you as a hitter? Because if you hit a ball in the hole, it's short, you're going to have a really good chance of beating it out instead of, you know, some guy who's really lumbering down the first baseline. You have speed. You can beat out those hits.
Yeah, I mean, I try to use my speed to my advantage. If it's, you know, my strength, I'm going to try to use it. So, you know, it is helpful, like, you know, kind of going back to your question before that with slumps, it helps you kind of pick up hits here and there whenever maybe you don't hit the ball the best, but you can still run out a hit or something like that. So it's definitely helpful to use it.
A couple other parts about speed as far as the offense goes, bunting and stealing bases. Are those a couple things that you're working on? Do you want to do more of that? I mean, how do you approach that as a major league player now as you're getting your feet wet?
You know, a lot of those depends on situations, when to bunt, when to steal. So, you know, sometimes you're kind of limited on when you can use it and that sort of stuff and when's a good time. And so, you know, anytime there's, you know, I get in there, you know, I kind of go through those thoughts and see if it's a good time to do it. And obviously, you know, the defense and the pitcher can affect that as well. So you kind of got to have, you know, do your study and your homework on each of the pitchers and the defenses to kind of know, you know, when you can do them, when you can't. So, you know, I think it's always in my head to do it. You know, but sometimes there's reasons to check off and not do it at that time. But I think, you know, anytime I get in there, it at least runs through my head.
No, I would think there's an advantage. When you're in the minor leagues, you don't see some of these pitchers all that often, so maybe it's tough to steal on them. Here, you know, there's more of a book on them, you have more video, but how much different is it when you're actually out there taking a lead and trying to decide, you know, you got to have the right lead and be able to lean towards second, not leaning towards first, and knowing what that pitcher's going to do?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it definitely helps to have the video. I can go in and watch and know what kind of guys like to throw over, what kind of moves they have, and all that is definitely helpful. And you know, but, you know, it's video and all the homework. You can't substitute game action, too. So, you know, getting out there and getting kind of in a rhythm of doing it helps. And, you know, but, you know, let your instincts take over, you know, baseball player. So what we've been doing. So you kind of got to rely on your instincts somewhat, too.
What about defensively? Now, you've been moving around. You're playing second base in this game here on Wednesday against the Red Sox. You know, that's more of your thing being in the infield, but you've also been helping out in the outfield. How has that gone so far, and how do you develop a mindset when you come to the ballpark to be ready to play any of those positions?
You know, it's been good so far. You know, still working on it and getting more comfortable. You know, it's not something I've, you know, necessarily have the most experience at, so it's kind of trying to get comfortable quick. Well, you know, we're working on that, practicing on that, but, you know, with the infield and moving around, I think you just, you know, your mindset is just showing up, knowing that, you know, whatever they have for you today, just go out there and do your best. You know, I mean, it's not necessarily the easiest job, and so you can't focus all on results, just kind of you know, focus on your effort, your preparation, and just kind of when you get in the game, trust that what you've been doing preparing for that time is going to pay off.
I would think the throws are tough to adjust to because, I mean, you know, second base short, that's a different throw. But from the outfield, a lot of outfielders have that long-armed throw. You don't have that, you know, ready to go if you're playing the infield all the time. So how do you make that adjustment?
Yeah, it's something that, you know, I kind of worked on in an instructional league last year. It was, you know, kind of more of a longer arm action from the outfield. But, you know, then when I do most of my stuff on the infield, I have to kind of keep it a little bit shorter action. So it's just something I work with every now and then. Whenever I'm in the infield, I, you know, kind of keep that shorter motion and get my feet work and all that for the throws on the infield. But whenever I go to do my outfield work, I'll kind of work on, you know, just getting that feel of that little bit longer motion and making sure, you know, I get into the throw with, you know, different than I would with the infield. So just kind of working on it whenever I'm at that spot is kind of what I've been doing to help with that adjustment.
I guess you have to have a different glove ready for each occasion. I mean, I heard that Brandon Belt at one point, he wasn't ready to play the outfield. He had to trade in his first baseman's glove for outfield glove. They had to go running and get him that glove.
Yeah, you know, I usually try to keep keep an infield and an outfield glove on the bench, so kind of be ready for either or.
Now, what about at second base? This is your first full year in the major leagues, and they changed the rule over at second. So now there's no more neighborhood play. Have you made an adjustment for that? What have you noticed about runners even sliding in there, trying to, you know, make sure they're staying within the rules?
Yeah, I think it's had a little bit of an effect on mostly the runners. I mean, I feel like I've always tried to make sure I was touching the base all the time because, I mean, technically they still could have called, you know, the guy safe if you left really early with the neighborhood play. So, you know, I always try to make sure I was touching the bag when I caught the ball, so I don't feel like that's really been an adjustment on the defensive side. But, you know, I think early in the year there's a few calls on the slides that got reviewed or whatever and made an impact in the game. And since then, I think it's, you know, at certain moments, you know, it's changed the way runners slide into second base.
More with Kelby Tomlinson in just a moment.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access! How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
Growing up, who were the teams that you rooted for? Who were the players that you looked at and said, you know, I want to be like that guy when you were a kid?
I think, you know, first guy that kind of pops in my head is, you know, Omar Vizquel, you know, just a really good defensive player. And, you know, it's just one of the best of that. But I like, you know, any type of guys that were speed guys, defensive guys that were kind of, you know, maybe not necessarily the most popular guys, but they were, you know, kind of grinders and played hard and played the game well. Those are the kind of guys I liked.
Vizquel, I mean, he made just remarkable plays. Even later in his career, he was still making amazing plays. You know, what do you attribute that to, having that long career like that? I mean, everybody wants to try to do that if they can.
Yeah, I don't know. He was kind of a special breed on defense. Just really, really good at what he does. And, you know, it was really cool to be able to watch him.
All right, to finish up, there's been a lot of talk the last few days about Madison Bumgarner possibly being in the Home Run Derby. I don't know how much of a fan of that you have been watching the Home Run Derby, but how cool would it be if he actually did participate in that?
Yeah, I think that would be a cool thing for him. You know, it kind of helps being a pitcher, and, you know, I know with the Home Run Derby, guys tend to go in slumps or whatever after it. You know, at least you don't have to worry about that with him, so... You know, and definitely he has the power to put on a show in BP, which is what people want. It's all about putting on a show. So I guess on that side of it, it makes sense too. But, you know, I guess it's up to him and what he wants to do.
It's pretty amazing that a guy who doesn't take that much batting practice is able to hit the way he is, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's big, strong guy and puts a good swing on it. And, you know, I've said if he, you know, kind of dedicated his whole life to hitting like he did pitching, you know, he'd be one of the best hitters in the game and put up a lot of power numbers. Just kind of who he is. You know, he's strong and really good at, you know, kind of whatever he picks up and does. So kind of brings that with him.
Yeah, he's a great athlete. Kelby, thanks so much for the time and good luck.
All right, thank you.
That's Kelby Tomlinson of the San Francisco Giants. Come back again on Friday. We'll hear from Giants relief pitcher George Contos. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.